Shalom. I am Jeff Mills, and you are listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teachings, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. Blessings, and may our Abba continue to guide you and lead you into all truth. Shabbat Shalom. There are circumstances and things that we go through while we are on this earth that are life-changing. There are situations that force us to alter what we are doing and to go a completely different way. A life change is a complete break from the way we have been living and a sharp turn in another direction. It is a willful, purposeful, and intentional choice and action. A lifestyle change is completely different than a life change. If someone is told if they don't stop smoking, they are going to die, that is a call for a lifestyle change. If someone is told that they're, you know, that they have a heart condition and that they need to start exercising and cut certain things out of their diets, that is a lifestyle change. And how many people ignore lifestyle changes? My dad had emphysema, but he still continued to smoke, even knowing that, even after he was warned. You know, people always think it's not going to be them, that somehow they are going to be the exception. They're going to be the one to dodge a bullet. So they continue right on doing the things they are warned against doing. Abba's word warns us that there is a judgment coming and a reckoning. But how many people are paying attention to that? How many people in this world are even thinking about that? Religion teaches a lifestyle change. People are given a diagnosis. If you keep sinning, you are not going to go to heaven. If you don't pay your tithes, Yahweh can't bless you. If you're not baptized, you can't receive Yahweh's Spirit. Do people really pay attention to the warnings? Do they change the things they are doing? Yeshua warned about a life-changing event that is coming and the reality of what that means for the world. What was his message? Do you know? What is his message? Because it hasn't changed. It was consistent throughout his ministry in the time he was here on the earth and was consistent in what he gave his disciples to do. His message was repent. Teshuvah, because the reign of the heavens has drawn near. Not drawing near, has drawn near. Yeshua was not the first one to bring that message either. John brought the same message. And remember, he was immersing people before Yeshua began his ministry. He was preparing the way So it makes sense that he would be speaking the same thing, that he would be bringing the same message. You know, we are not immersed in Yeshua. We are immersed with the same immersion that he was immersed with. Matthew 3 and verse 1. Matthew 3 and verse 1. And in those days, Yohanan the immerser came proclaiming in the wilderness of Yehudah and saying, repent, for the reign of the heavens has come near. For this is the one who was spoken of by the prophet Yeshayahu, saying, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make his paths straight. How many people consider being immersed just a lifestyle change? You know, many people believe that once they are baptized, that things are just going to turn around for them and that their lives will be nothing but blessings and happiness, that it somehow just makes this transformation in their life and they don't have to do anything. Just the act of being immersed brings all that about. And that is really how we are taught, isn't it? That's really how religion presents immersion to us. But Yahweh wants more. And he expects more. Immersion is an outward sign of something very important that has happened inside. A change of mind and attitude and heart. And a transformation that is happening and will continue to happen. So that is not a lifestyle. It's not something we put on and take off whenever we want to. What Yahweh wants is a life change. It is a life-changing step. And it goes deeper than a profession and an action. How many people do you know who have been immersed in the name of Yeshua and even had hands laid on them? Yet they continue on in the same lifestyle they have always lived. If someone's life has changed forever, shouldn't there be an outward sign of that? Shouldn't there be evidence of that? Shouldn't people be able to point to something and say, yes, yes, I see a change? It is more than just being baptized. It is more than just saying the sinner's prayer. It is more than just answering an altar call. And it's a lot more than just taking communion. The church is failing because they are not teaching people that their lives have to change, must change. They are teaching people a lifestyle. Matthew 4, verse 13. Matthew 4, verse 13. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fill what was spoken by Yeshayahu the prophet, saying, land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galil of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light. And upon those who sat in the land and shadow of death, light arose to them. From that time, Yehoshua began to proclaim and to say, repent, for the reign of the heavens has drawn near. Teshuvah, the word that is translated as repent, is a call to action. It means to stop what you are doing right then and go the other way, the way of Yahweh. It's not enough to feel sorry. Abba wants to see action. You know, we're all sorry when we get caught in something, aren't we? Well, what are we going to do about it? You know, Abba has caught us in a lifestyle full of sin and has told us what we need to do. What are we going to do about it? Yeshua called on people to change their lives and not just their way of living. It began with those that he called to be his taught ones, his disciples. Matthew 4 and verse 18. Matthew 4 and verse 18. And Yeshua, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Shimon, called Kepha, and Andre, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I shall make you fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. There was an immediate change in the lives of these men. They stopped what they were doing right then. Right then. They didn't ask questions and they didn't hesitate. They took action. And they did not return to the lives they had been living before. It was a life change for them. It is a life change we are called to. Okay, verse 21 of Matthew 4. And going on from there, he saw two brothers, Yaakov, the son of Zabdi, and Yochanan, his brother, in the boat with Zabdi, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Again, these men walked away from their lives, from their careers, from everything they had been doing and building up for themselves. They walked away. They even left the family business and their father behind. Imagine what their parents must have thought, what their families thought, what their friends thought. You know, some of us have experienced that. Some of us know exactly what that is like. We know what it is like to have people you love turn on you, question you, ridicule you, mock you, because you understand you need to make a life change and not just a lifestyle change. And they don't understand what a life change means or how Yahweh could want that from his people. People think Yahweh demands too much. And to them, religion is just a lifestyle. It's something you do. It is like an accessory. When you make a radical change in your life, people have a hard time accepting that. And some never do. That is why the mocking and the accusations begin. You're doing something they never would. And a lot of times people feel guilty about that. Okay, verse 23 of Matthew 4. And Yeshua went about all Galilee, teaching in their congregations and proclaiming the good news of the reign, the same message, and healing every disease and every bodily weakness among the people. And part of that healing was his message. Verse 24, and news about him went out into all Syria. And they brought to him all who were sick, afflicted with various diseases and pains, and those who were demon-possessed, and epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. And large crowds from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Yehuda and beyond the Jordan followed him. There were large crowds who followed him. But how many of them were prepared to make life changes? He went out proclaiming the same message, the good news of the coming reign, and he healed them. He was teaching and showing them through his example that they needed a life change. John 5, verse 1. John 5, verse 1. After this, there was a festival of the Yehudim, and Yehoshua went up to Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem at the sheep gate, there is a pool, which is called in Hebrew Beit Zata, having five porches. In these were lying a great number of those who were sick, blind, crippled, paralyzed, waiting for the stirring of the water. For a messenger was going down at a certain time into the pool and was stirring the water. Whoever stepped in first, then after the stirring of the water, became well of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there who had a sickness 38 years. Now there is a story here. Because there is a group of people who are waiting at the pool. Somewhere they had been told, or through whatever circumstances, they had found out that they could be healed at the pool. So they knew where healing was. And this became their lifestyle. Their lifestyle was to wait for a life change. None of them were taking action. They were all waiting. How many people are living a lifestyle and waiting for some kind of transformation to come over them? How many people are waiting for the life change, but they're not doing anything about it? Verse 6 of John 5. When Yeshua saw him lying there, and knowing that he already had been a long time, he said to him, "Do you wish to become well? Why aren't you doing anything? Why are you just lying here?" The sick man answered him, "Master, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Yeshua said to him, "Rise, take up your bed, and walk." And immediately the man became well, and he took up his bed and was walking. Now it was Sabbath on that day. No coincidence that this happened on Sabbath, right? What changed this man's life? Yeshua called on him to make a life change. Yeshua told him to take up his bed and walk. That is how he became well. Yeshua told him if he wanted to be made well, then he needed to do something about it. He needed to take action and make a life change. Nowhere in that verse does it say that Yeshua healed that man, does it? He just said to him, take up your bed and walk. Take action, do something. Quit lying there waiting for something to happen. Revelation 3, verse 15. Revelation 3, verse 15. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. You're just lying there waiting for something to happen. I would that you were cold or hot, that you would make up your mind. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I am going to vomit you out of my mouth. Because you won't do anything, you won't take action. Because you say, rich I am, and I am made rich and need none at all. And do not know that you are wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined in the fire so that you become rich. And white garments so that you become dressed. So that the shame of your nakedness might not be shown. And anoint your eyes with ointment so that you see. Wake up to the reality. As many as I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. There's that word again. Be zealous and teshuvah. Be serious and do something. Show me something. He's telling us what our problem is. Being lukewarm is a lifestyle. And these are the same conditions that some of the people had who were waiting at the pool. They were all waiting for someone to put them in the pool. Are we sitting around waiting for healing at the edge of the pool, or do we make a life change and jump in? Do we want to be led to the pool and then just lay there when healing is right within our reach? We become stuck in a lifestyle and in a way of doing things. And that gets perpetuated because people aren't taught that they need to take action and do something. Oh no, just wait for this transformation to come over you. How many times have we failed to do something because we simply told ourselves, oh, I can't do that? Why? What keeps us in a lifestyle when we really need to make a life change? Because we get comfortable, we get complacent. And it requires too much effort to make a change. I like it right where I'm at. That attitude is going to keep you out of the kingdom, because Abba is calling us to change. And to make radical change. Genesis 12, verse 1. Genesis 12, verse 1. And Yahweh said to Avram, "Go yourself out of your land, from your relatives and from your father's house, to a land which I show you. And I shall make you a great nation, and bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I shall bless those who bless you, and curse him who curses you. And in you all the clans of the earth shall be blessed." So Avram left, as Yahweh had commanded him, and Lot went with him. And Avram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Yahweh called Avram to make a life change. Did Avram have a lifestyle he was living in his ancestral home? Yes. Yes, he did. But Yahweh called him out of that. He called him to take action. Now, what if Avram had just decided to continue on living his life the way he was used to? What if he decided, "No, you know, I'm comfortable here. I have everything I need. I'm good, Yahweh. I'll just stay here. I can still serve you from here and just keep living the same way I always have been. There's no need to change anything." What if Avram had followed through and done that? Abba would have picked somebody else, because his plan was going to happen according to the way he had laid it out. But Avram took action. You know, people fail to take action when Yahweh clearly shows us he wants us to make a life change. We've all had those moments in our life when we knew we were being asked to change something and we didn't. There's houses of worship filled with people who haven't. He wants us to make a life change, and not just once either, but wherever and whenever necessary. He will tell us when. He will show us when. He will ask us. The good news, the message that Yeshua brought, is a call to action and a call to change. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. "And it shall be when all these words come upon you, the blessing and the curse which I have set before you, and you shall bring them back to your heart among all the Gentiles where Yahweh your Elohim drives you, and shall turn back to Yahweh your Elohim and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your being, you and your children, then Yahweh your Elohim shall turn back your captivity and shall have compassion on you. And he shall turn back and gather you from all the peoples where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you." That's an incredible promise and a call to change if we want to receive his blessing. It's the same call to action, and Yahweh does not change. He calls us to change. Being his people is not a lifestyle. It's not something we just put on, something we label ourselves with. It is a life change And his people are known, they are identified because they live a life that he has called them to, obeying him and guarding his commands. We have to be willing to make whatever changes he calls upon us to make, and then change our lives to align with his word. Amen.
Yivarekeka Yahweh, Vayishmareka. Ya'er Yahweh panavileka, vihuneka. Yisa Yahweh panavileka, v'yashem laha shalom. Yahweh bless you and protect you. Yahweh make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. Yahweh turn back his face towards you and give you shalom. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.
You have been listening to the weekly Shabbat teaching of Congregation Beit HaEmet, brought to you by HaEmet Ministries, where we encourage you to rethink, relearn, and return to the pure word and way of our Elohim. For more teaching, resources, and information about HaEmet Ministries, please visit our website at www.haemet.org. That's www.haemet.org. May our Abba bless you richly throughout this coming week and guide you into his truth. Shavua Tov.